This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. I was out and about earlier this month, maybe it was late December, and I swear I could have seen little baby calves running around behind their moms trying to get some milk. And I thought, boy, this is really early, right? I mean, I'm just a city slicker here these years, but I thought it was more like February, March that we started dropping calves around here. Is there been a change, or have I just been wrong and we've always had calves dropping that early?
No, normally we don't. And I assume you saw they're quite little calves.
Like, well, yeah, I mean,
big
like,
dog, but that probably is an anomaly that you saw there at this early stage. But it's common for cows to start calving in this area, say February, March.
Now, this was definitely December, January, yeah. And these were really small animals.
Well, if we think about the issues there of those small calves, on normal winter weather, it'd be very tough for those little calves to really get a very good start. Normally, as we saw last year, they would have been in the snow and probably 12 to 18 inches of snow that they'd be moving through just to try to keep up with their mamas. Plus, the mamas would have to be fed a lot in order to keep the milk production going. And then the calves, when they're calving in that kind of situation, especially if they're calving outside, the weather is just very severe and it's, you know, higher death loss. There's been a fair amount of research being done about when is the best time to calve. And, of course, the reason for calving earlier is that ranchers say, well, I'm going to have a heavier calf when it comes time to wean. But research is showing that there isn't that much of a difference between those calves that are born during April and May than there are if they're born in February and March. In other words, there's not much of a benefit for ranchers to try to calve real early. And that's just because if you calve while you've got feed coming on, then the mother is getting much better nutrition than they are with hay.
And which would be more the April-May time.
Yeah. Frame. Yeah. So they're producing the best milk that they're going to produce based on that new growth of forage. And they're going to produce more milk.
So if there's no great reason to be calving in February and March, it's better to do it in April and May. What on earth am I watching producers do it here in December and January?
Well, I think that part of that is that they may read somewhere that they're going to get heavier calves in the fall and that, right. That makes it worthwhile. But the
risk you
the
take.
The difference, and there's a huge risk. The calves born that early are very prone to disease, like respiratory disease, and just death from cold weather. So it's questionable whether that's a good idea. Now, of course, every rancher has to make that decision, but you look at the research, and it's really one of those things that we ought to be taking a close look at. The other thing is the size of the cows that they're finding, that these 1,400-pound cows are not calving. Calves are all that much bigger than those 1,000, 1,100-pound cows that we used to have. And so that's another thing that we've kind of gone to the bigger cows thinking that's going to be better, but in reality it isn't really paying off.
So bigger isn't better, and earlier isn't necessarily better either.
That's right.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.